In this bulletin, firefighters battled to get fires under control ahead of severe to extreme heatwave conditions in New South Wales and South Australia. Millions affected as Typhoon Fanfone pummels the central Philippines. And in cricket, Australia will host New Zealand at the MCG for the third time in history in the Boxing Day Test match. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biba Klan. Soaring temperatures and dry winds are forecast to elevate the bushfire danger in parts of New South Wales as severe heatwave conditions build across the state. Two firefighters were killed and as many as 100 homes destroyed when bushfires ripped through New South Wales on Thursday and Saturday last week. Firefighters have used milder conditions in recent days to strengthen containment lines. Bureau of Meteorology duty forecaster Rose Barr says a severe heatwave will start building in southern parts of the state between today and Saturday. Firefighters will work tirelessly on Boxing Day to control the 25,000-hectare blaze burning in Adelaide Hills before temperatures rise to about 40 degrees Celsius on Friday. The fires have destroyed 84 homes and hundreds of other buildings in the state, as well as claiming one life. Severe to extreme heatwave conditions are expected to affect the northern parts of South Australia, although Adelaide will remain unaffected, with maximum temperatures forecast at 33 degrees Celsius. Christmas has turned to chaos for many holiday observers in the central Philippines as a typhoon with strong winds and heavy rains destroyed homes, cut off power and stranded travellers. Typhoon Fanfone, known locally as Typhoon Ursula, was rated a Category 2 storm when it made landfall in the eastern province of Samar and is expected to exit the country on Saturday. No deaths have been reported, but 100 homes in the path of the storm have been destroyed. Though weaker, Fanfone was tracking a similar path as Super Typhoon Haiyan, the country's deadliest cyclone on record, which left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in 2013. Pope Francis has urged the world to let the light of Christmas pierce the darkness in human hearts that leads to religious persecution, social injustice, armed conflicts, and fear of migrants. In his Christmas Day message, the 83-year-old Pope called for peace in the Holy Land, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Iraq, Venezuela, Ukraine, and several African countries caught up in conflicts.
Per la Terra Santa, dove egli è nato.
May the Lord Jesus bring light to the Holy Land, where he was born as the Saviour of mankind, and where so many people, struggling but not discouraged, still await a time of peace, of security and prosperity.
The Queen says she's been struck by the sense of purpose younger generations have shown in tackling issues like climate change. Her Christmas Day message follows a year that has seen young people inspired by activist Greta Thunberg become environmental campaigners. During her annual address, the monarch says small actions can change the world.
As Christmas dawned, church congregations around the world joined in singing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear." Like many timeless carols, it speaks not just of the coming of Jesus Christ into a divided world many years ago, but also of the relevance, even today, of the angel's message of peace and goodwill. It's a timely reminder of what positive things can be achieved when people set aside past differences.
Australia's tourism body is hoping Kylie Minogue can lure Brexit-weary Britons to Australia with a light-hearted television ad featuring surf, sand and speedos. The Tourism Australia ad starring a singing Minogue screened on UK televisions in a key time slot ahead of the Queen's Christmas Day message. Brexit-fatigued Britons are invited to take a break from What Ails Ya and call on your friends in Australia in the musical video, which also stars comedian Adam Hills and includes cameos from Shane Warne, Ashley Barty and Ian Thorpe. Tourism Australia Managing Director Philippa Harrison says the ad is aimed at reaching the millions who watch the Queen's annual Christmas speech on television. And to sport in cricket, Australia will host New Zealand at the MCG for the third time in history under clear skies and temperatures in their low 20s. Australia will leave everyone guessing on the makeup of their Boxing Day Test side right up until the toss. Queensland paceman Michael Nizza has a chance to make his Test debut. The Australian hierarchy are weighing up whether to play five genuine bowlers at a ground where wickets have been hard to come by in recent years. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 30, Adelaide sunny 32, Melbourne becoming sunny 21, Hobart partly cloudy 25, Canberra smoke haze 35, Wollongong partly cloudy 25, similar conditions for Sydney 27, Newcastle mostly sunny 28, Brisbane shower or two 28, Cairns showers possible night storm 33, and Darwin mostly sunny 36. This is SBS News.